Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. There have been 15 new wildfires detected in Alaska since early yesterday as thousands of lightning strikes hit a swath of the state from southwest all the way to the Canadian border over the weekend. The new blazes include the Clear Creek Fire, which is burning across the Tanana River from Fairbanks in a military training area. It is not being fought. The largest wildfire in the state right now, the Manikinek River Fire, has burned over 4,000 acres in the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge in southwest Alaska. It's also in a limited suppression zone and being allowed to burn. Canada has extended its ban on cruise ships until at least the end of October due to the global pandemic. KTOO reports that the extension extinguishes any chance of salvaging Alaska's delayed cruise ship season thanks to a federal law requiring foreign flag ships to stop in a foreign port when traveling between U.S. ports. Canadian Federal Transport Minister Mark Garneau made the announcement Friday while speaking to reporters in Ottawa.
Cruise ships with overnight accommodation and a capacity of more than 100 persons, that includes passengers and crew, will be prohibited from operating in Canadian waters until at least October the 31st.
According to recent industry numbers, more than 550 Alaska sailings have been canceled at this point. That accounts for almost 90% of the Alaska cruise ship sailings. The University of Alaska is easing some COVID-19 restrictions. A letter to the university community from UA President Jim Johnson says the statewide system is shifting to Phase B of its on-site operations plan. Under Phase B, facilities including museums, gyms, retail, and food service may operate if they can meet safety precautions and have a chancellor's or the president's approval. But all public events and mass gatherings will continue to not be allowed. The letter also says most employees will continue to work remotely and UA campuses will remain closed except for approved activities. President Johnson says specifics of operations will vary by campus, but overall, UA will continue to be under more restrictions than the state because of inherently higher risks for disease spread in the university community. He also emphasizes the importance of taking personal responsibility as restrictions are slowly eased. North America's oldest mountain running race will not happen in 2020. Organizers of Seward's Mount Marathon race have announced that it has become another casualty of the COVID-19 pandemic. Earlier this spring, the race committee postponed the event from its traditional date of July 4th and was considering instead running it on September 6th. But race director Matthias Sari says organizers could not, quote, adequately mitigate risk and safely adhere to State of Alaska and CDC large community event pandemic guidelines for spectators, participants, and volunteers, unquote. I'm Dan Bross.